Our next guest is always a favorite, audience favorite. His perspective, it is needed now more than ever. He has a 25-year radio history, including having his own show, The Global Freedom Report. He's regarded as one of the top experts, probably the number one expert on sovereignty in the world. He's had one of the most successful broadcasts, again, over 25 years. It's a pleasure to have him on, Brent Johnson. Brent, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. It's such a pleasure to be back with you.
FreedomRadio.us is your website, FreedomRadio.us. People can check that out. I wish I had, I'm just in kind of a mood today. The news, and I can just see this coming, and I just know the push for guns, the push for the destruction of our way of life and our core values of what America means to be. They're happening right before our face, and the people that we think are protecting us, even Trump is calling for the, I'm just melancholy about this whole shooting thing and how it's being used. I don't know if you've had a chance to really look at this a lot, if you have any comments about this.
I have not had a chance yet to look at it in depth, which I will do later on today. But the details are not that important, okay? It's the character of what's happened and the reactions being that you're going to see to it, which, by the way, are totally predictable. I mean, this is a control technique that works, very frankly, if it works, okay? You have a cause and effect. You have something happens, okay, and then certain parties react to that something in a certain way, okay? And it's like a formula. It works, okay? If you have one shooting and they're not successful in getting the kind of gun control they want from that one shooting, then you have two shootings, okay? And if they're not successful there, then you'll have three shootings, et cetera, et cetera. And it will continue that way. And it will continue that way. And the reason for that is that in terms of manipulating public, okay, it's very, very, very effective. And the only real way to combat it, okay, is to see through the emotions of the moment, okay, you know, to set the emotions of the moment aside, with all due respect to any of the victims, okay, and the victims' families and all that. I'm not out there, okay, being uncompassionate by any means, okay, but with all due respect to those people, there is a reason why the Bill of Rights says, okay, that the government shall make no law respecting, okay, the right to keep and bear arms. It doesn't say shall make no law unless people start shooting people. Okay, it doesn't say that. It doesn't make the exception. There is a reason for that. Okay, when the government controls who has the right to defend himself or herself, okay, when the government controls that, history shows us that more people die than will ever die during these shootings. I mean, if you look through history, look through Mao Zedong,
absolutely,
look through Adolf Hitler, you know, where there was absolute control over firearms, okay, or complete banning of firearms. And in those societies where it's happened, hundreds of millions of people have been killed by the government, okay, if you want to add them all up. No kidding. I mean, tremendous, tremendous amounts of tragedy, okay? And very frankly, okay, I would rather have a society in which people have the right to bear arms, okay, than a society where people do not, okay, regardless of what happens. There will always be people, whether they are mind-controlled or just nuts or just plain evil, there will always be people who will do terrible things, okay? Cannot legislate away those people. You can't do it, Okay, and you know, this is what politicians seem to think, you know, that they're going to try and do. We're going to make it so that this is a paradise. Whether or not you like it, we're going to make it so this is a paradise. If you really want, I mean, if you really, really want to have peace, the best way to have peace is put handcuffs on everybody, put a chain on everybody's ankles, and put a gag in everybody's mouth. That's peace. There are no shootings then, okay? There are no crimes. There's no robbery. There's no rape. But is it a desirable society? See, that's what I've always said, that peace is a fine objective, but it is not the primary objective. If peace is your primary objective, you will do anything for peace, including what I just described. Okay, which is not, for most people, a desirable society. And, you know, what happens here is you're going to have the emotional reaction from people who are going to I heard one of the studio engineers talking before the show came on, you know, about how he got a call and somebody said, "You people ought to just leave. Just get out of the country." And he didn't know who they were talking about. But this is the emotional reaction, okay, to what's happened. And what's happened is a tragedy. It's absolutely horrible. Okay? But it's not going to ever disappear, okay, unless you have that society. Everybody has a chain, you know, chain on their wrist, chain on their ankles, and a gag in his mouth. Okay? So if you have to choose between those two societies, which one do you choose? You know,
I'm glad you said that the way you said that. It's so true. This is, and again, in the lead up, we already spent an hour talking about this, but this is so crucial. In Lucifer's plan, now we're getting a little esoteric and we're going to the Bible, but really, these are such big monumental topics. This isn't minutia here. This is macro level thinking. Lucifer's plan was what? God made a mistake giving free will to man. If everything would be fine if only everybody would listen to me. I will take everybody's free will that God gave to man. God made a mistake. Give it to me, and then I'll make everything fine. Just do exactly what I say. So basically what Brent just described, chain on their hand, gag in their mouth, THX-1138 where everybody's drugged, or everybody's on a chip where their brain and everything goes into this big matrix, like, just like the movie, and everybody's controlled. You know, all these things. That will mean there'll be no more mass shootings. if you can do that, there will be no mass shootings, and that's what Lucifer is selling. And that's why all this chaos is being created, or attempting to be created, so that through all this chaos, then order. Oh, there'll be order. There'll be peace. Everything will be just hunky-dory. That's what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. That's how evil this is. Brent.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the best thing that anybody can do, I'm an individualist. Okay, people like Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, these were individualists. They believed in individual rights above all else. Each of us is endowed by our creator with certain unalienable, meaning permanent, non-violatable rights. Okay, and as an individualist, I believe that the only thing that I can do is to behave responsibly. Okay, I would never violate somebody's life, liberty, or property, not knowingly. So I would never take a gun, load it, and go out and shoot people arbitrarily. Okay, so that's one person who will never do that. If enough one persons never do that, okay, then you have a relatively responsible society. That doesn't mean you're going to have everybody. Some people are going to do that. And there is absolutely nothing you can do before the fact. Okay? Nothing. Okay? I mean, it's impossible. After the fact is another story. Okay? If you have a properly run judicial system, then over time you create deterrents that are sufficient to diminish the number of people further who might do that kind of a thing, that fewer and fewer people will do this. And there's always going to be crazies out there, okay, and not to mention the mind control people, You know, I mean, that's always going to be out there. Okay, but, you know, those people who might sit there and plan to do something bad, okay, if the judicial system is running properly, okay, then some of them will think twice about it. Okay, the fact that that might not seem like an important issue, but the fact that the judicial system is so completely corrupt from what it's supposed to be, okay, means that there are people out there, you know, who might think about doing things, bad things, whether it's shootings or something else, okay, robbery, whatever, who, you know, really believe they're going to get away with it. Okay. So the only thing you can really do if you had people, you know, who in government who value the founding principles of our country, if you have these people in government, which you do not, not many of them, but if you did, the only thing that you can do is make the system work well enough that the minimal number of people will do bad things. Okay, you don't accomplish that by, you know, chaining everybody down. Thomas Jefferson was famously quoted as saying that I would rather have, okay, 100 guilty go free than one innocent incarcerated. And today, it's the exact opposite. That's where what Jefferson said is the foundation of innocent till proven guilty. Today, all it takes is an accusation and you're assumed to be guilty unless you can prove your innocence. Regardless of what the letter of the law says, that's the character of it today. That all you need to do is make an accusation. Accusation goes out on social media. Boom, that's it. You're guilty. Because people get a charge out of you being guilty. They don't get a charge out of you being innocent.
This is very good information that you're giving, and you keep mentioning mind control. I want to talk about, we probably aren't giving this case enough credence, and I'll put this in the context. James Fetzer has come on this show a lot. He did a lot of the research. He wasn't alone, but he was one of the main ones to do research about Sandy Hook. He published a book of essays about questions about Sandy Hook and the shooting there at Sandy Hook. Well, you would have thought that he put a swastika on his arm, put a mustache on, and goes around town all day long doing Heil Hitler and saying, let's kill all the Jews. That's the kind of response that he has gotten and how he's been attacked and how he's been marginalized and dragged in the court and his rights been violated and due process been violated. And what he said was, nobody died at Sandy Hook. The evidence is saying there's a lot of questions. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. But there are sure a heck of a lot of questions that are very suspicious. And we already know about Operation Northwood. We already know about Operation Gladio in Italy that the CIA was involved with. That's fact that is out there. Okay, why wouldn't something like this occur at Sandy Hook? Why can't we ask the questions? The reason I say that, because it's very interesting with the censorship, his attack, his ability to research and to point out these staged events or maybe not staged events or manipulated events, that is the number one enemy right now. Your voice, our voice, to be able to speak and question, and then somebody who's actually pinpointing one of these events and pinpointing all the very suspicious activities around it, they become the most dangerous people in this country to the corporate agenda that we have here. James Fetzer is the most dangerous man in America to this agenda because he's saying he's pulling the curtain behind and showing everybody the wizard is just some man screaming into a megaphone. Your thoughts?
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. We can go back. I mean, there is evidence. We're not talking about supposition. There is empirical evidence that the events of September 11, 2001 never happened the way that the official story said. So-called bombing of the Murrah building in Oklahoma City never happened the way people said. That Columbine, remember Columbine? Okay, never happened.
Some people say Columbine, but yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No, Columbine, sorry. I have seen photographs of some of the children from Sandy Hook after the incident, alive. okay? You could say to me, in today's digital world, okay, those photographs could have been photoshopped and everything. And the truth of the matter is, I can't tell you with 100% certainty that that didn't happen. But okay, the issue is there a conspiracy to say that Sandy Hook didn't happen, or is there a conspiracy to say that Sandy Hook did happen?
Ooh, great question.
Okay, and it comes back down. It comes back down to the difference between what you know and what you believe. And we've talked about this before. You know, what you know. When's your birthday, Daniel? I've asked you this before. Come on. When's your birthday?
I'm not saying it on air. But, yeah, I know what my mother told me. Go ahead.
Yeah. How do you know? How do you know that's your birthday? How do you know? Because your mother told you and you believed her. Because you saw it on a piece of paper and you believed it. And it's probably true, because your mother was probably a credible witness to the event. But how many things, okay, are, you know, when you sit there and you decide, I know this, how many things are actually based on belief? Belief in what media tells you. Belief in what government tells you. You know, belief in what I say. I tell people on my show, don't believe a word I say. Check it out for yourself and come to your own conclusions, okay? The problem we have is that the vast majority of people, okay, operate under belief. And the problem is not a problem with your birthday. Like I say, your mother was probably a credible witness to the event. But how credible are the purveyors of information?
Wow.
Information on which you base your beliefs. How credible is the government? How credible is media?
Wow.
Then why, if you don't think they're credible, why do you trust what they say?
Wow, you just described this in such a great way. This is such a common sense way. You know, people think, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Okay, I'm just asking simple questions. And what you just said was one of the most powerful things to uncover and to unravel this corporate agenda hold. Are they credible? Do you feel that they're credible? What makes you feel they're credible? Why would you believe everything that comes out of their mouth? Why would you? I wouldn't, Brent. I wouldn't.
Well, okay, and that's great, because that you know, if you understand that you're operating most people on what they believe and not what they know, then you're at the beginning of a journey to find out the truth. And you don't find out the truth by turning on the television. You don't find out the truth by going online. Okay, you don't find out the truth by calling a government agency. You find out the truth by actually taking a role in finding the truth. And you don't go to others for it. You know, I did a show back in 2002. I had the number one Los Angeles weekend show at the time, which is pretty impressive. And I did a show about concentration camps in the U.S., and the Salem communications executives were having a fit when I did it. But I always had a reputation of being credible, okay? And I went out there, and I talked about concentration camps and things like this. And then at the end of the whole spiel, I said, don't believe anything I'm telling you. Go to Las Vegas, go north on the strip, 25 miles, and look left. So if you really want to know, that's what you do. I told you how to do it, okay? Go check it out yourself, okay? Then you know. When you see, I've seen it. When you see the camp, now, okay, you might not call it a concentration camp. You might call it a prison camp or something, but it looks like something out of a World War II movie. And it's there. It really is there. Okay. That's what you have to do in order to know. You have to take the time. Oh, but I'm too busy. Okay. I've got my work. I've got this. Okay. So how important is it to you to live in a free society, a society in which you are free to exercise your creator-endowed rights? If it's not that important to you, okay, turn on CNN. The problem we have is there are too many people, or one of the problems we have is that there are too many people for whom it is not that important. Their freedom is not that. They think they are free. Okay. And so, you know, why should I bother? I'm already free. Why should I bother to do that? And those are the people who get emotionalized by the propaganda and turn around and create the, in quotes, public sentiment. Okay, we've got a public sentiment for gun control now and everything. The people, you know, all these polls. And you watch over the next week, watch all the polls that come out. Okay, I will bet you're going to have like 100 different polls. Okay, and, you know, 60% of the population thinks that guns should become, you know, should be illegal. Or, you know, that's how you manipulate people. Okay, and it takes a certain kind of character to not be manipulated by that. You have to see through the propaganda, see through the stories designed to make you think you know what you actually believe. Dresden James, famous statesman from the, I think it was 19th century, maybe the 20th century. Dresden James, famous thing. I used to have this on my Freedom Bound brochure. Okay, said they rattle their chains to boast of their freedom.
Ooh. Wow. Wow. We got about less than a minute before the break. On the other side, you know, we were going to talk about other things, but this is very good. This is so important. Do you? Wow. Well, I'll wait to the other side. But do you think they're going to be successful? Do you think that they're going to be able to take the guns? Do you think they're going to have to wait another generation? Do you think? I mean, obviously, there seems like there's a race. You know, the Luciferians, the control freak, whatever you want to call them, versus the real American people. It's a race. Could we wake up faster than they can put the lid back on this thing? You know, I don't know how you want to describe it, but that seems like the dynamic.
Well, no, I wrote an article. If you go to my website at freedomradio.us, look under articles by Brent Johnson. It's called the 80% factor.
Let's talk about that on the other side.
Believe anything you're told.
Yeah, let's hold that. Hold that right there. We'll get that. That's the first thing we'll go to on the other side. More with Brent Johnson, freedomradio.us. So good to have him. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
We've been dumbed away.
This is one of Brett's parodies. Check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, isn't that the truth? Dumbed away. Dumb. Wow. What great.
It's a great song. It's a tremendous song. I'm not saying it because I wrote it. I mean, it came out so good in the final on it that it was really, really very well done.
Let's turn it up a little bit. Wow. Well, we talked about it on the first hour. You know, it's a race right now. I got to promote the Power Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, there's specials over at the Power Mall. This is where we get the fuel to put in this engine to drive down the road of this very treacherous highway that we call independent media, whatever you want to call it, hoping not to get squished. But we won't be squished because of you, because this show, we're connected, ladies and gentlemen. And so thank you for your support, your purchases, your donations. We're here because of you. Thank you. Great specials over at the Power Mall. Check them out. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. North American Urban Spice. All the great products. The Reginald and all at the Power Mall, among many other things. Give us a call. 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. If you haven't ordered in quite a while, or if it's your first time ever ordering, we get a lot of new listeners. at checkout, put in FIRST10, FIRST10, for a discount on the first order. We really appreciate you and really think that you'll benefit from what we got. And we got great return policies. If there's any problems, what have you, what have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? So, again, thank you very much. Getting back to Brent, I'm kind of somber today because the things that we've been talking about, you know, you and I last time we were on, you can see the maneuvers that, you know, we're kind of drunk on our feet or we're knocked out on our feet or we're asleep. We're, you know, we dream awake, as your song just said. We're dreaming awake. We're awake, but we're dreaming. And they've put us, these controllers, Luciferian systems, have put us in a mental state to where we're susceptible to all their BS. You know, it's a mass hypnosis. It's like putting a five-year-old. It's like tricking a five-year-old with a magic trick. That's where we're at. And it's just, it's very somber to see this and all that's going to be rolled out and the deception, the lie. And the lie only has power if you believe it. And the lie of this whole shooting, there's so many things that are so wrong with it. What if it was a Manchurian candidate? What if it was the deep state or elements of the deep state activating one of their agents and one of their protocols to get people under control and to institute gun control? What if it was that? I mean, is it lunacy to be questioning that? Because, I mean, that's gone on throughout the world. What if it was that? Then every one of these talking heads and every one of the corporate media who's coming up here calling for these, they're participating in treason. And it's just a lie. It's a BS. And you talk about the first half of this interview, Brett, you talked this fantastic point about emotion, that they're using emotion. I got a different emotion. We should let emotion carry us away in this moment. The emotion should be our attachment to freedom and our attachment to the Bill of Rights. And I don't care. You can come up and lecture me until the cows come home. You're not going to convince me that my guns need to go in your hands, that I need a mental health evaluation, that I need a permit, that I need permission to get hold a gun from somebody else. So that's the emotion and the vigor and the fire of our founding fathers, somehow, whatever, my parents, my grandparents, they passed it to me. I'm not letting it go. I'm not. And I'm real emotional about it. I'm real upset about it. I am emotional. I am, real emotional about it. And that's how I'm going to stay. So that's where we are. Brett, you talked about before the break the 80-20 rule. What is the 80-20 rule?
Yeah. Okay. As I said, if you go to my website at freedomradio.us and look under articles by Brent Johnson, you will see it. It's called the 80% factor. Okay. I believe, okay, that 80% of the people will believe anything that they see in an official format, whether it comes from government or from media or whatever.
Facebook,
it doesn't matter.
Wherever.
Okay. If Donald Trump was to go on CNN tomorrow and say that, or Fox News tomorrow, and say that our scientists have discovered that the Earth really is flat, okay, then the next day, 80% of the people will be telling their friends, yeah, the Earth is really flat. Okay. And that's just the way it is. Now, whether or not my figures are accurate is not really relevant here. The point is the formula does exist. And you have to understand you cannot save everybody. You were talking scripture before. Scripture says if they don't want to hear what you have to say, dust off your hands and feet and move on. You cannot save everybody. That's the first thing, because you really have to get that, okay, that you may have the best of motives, the best of intentions. You cannot save everybody. So 80% of the people cannot be saved, okay? They are going to believe whatever they are fed, okay? Of the remaining 20%, around 3.5% are devout freedom lovers. They believe in rights, they believe in individual liberty, okay, and they will fight, if necessary, to defend it. Around 3.5%, roughly, are devout socialists. They believe in controlling the people. They are the deep state. They are the government. They are the ones who are attempting to pull the strings of everybody else. That leaves about 13% of the people. Okay. That 13% are what in election polls we would call the undecideds. Okay. These are the people who could be saved, who could be brought to truth. But these people could also be brought into the evils of socialism and controlling people, mind control, everything. Mind control, by the way, is just plain propaganda. That's all it is. What's happened with the gun, the shootings and everything, that's mind control for everybody. I'm not talking about the shooter. I'm talking about for everybody. Okay, you know, mind control is not some kind of futuristic technology. Okay, it's a simple thing. Okay, and Paul Goebbels, the information minister for Adolf Hitler, was brilliant because he understood this is how you mind control people. Okay, doesn't matter. I remember reading from the New York Mirror. Okay, it was a newspaper back in the 40s, this was an actual copy that was read. This wasn't like a library copy or anything. And on the front and back pages, they had headlines about the Yankees. The back pages were sports. The front pages were the war. And on page 3, which is the first important page in a newspaper, right-hand page, left-hand column, okay, there was a story about the war, and midway down, there was a quote by Adolf Hitler, and this the date on this was far after, it was early August. It was after D-Day, meaning the Germans knew they were going to lose the war. Okay, they absolutely knew it. And I was reading this, and I tried to put my mind into the body of a German soldier, just for a second. And I read this, and it was downright inspiring. Okay, absolutely inspiring. Now, okay, I absolutely hate what Hitler did and everything, so don't get me wrong. But when the world knew that Germany was going to lose, Hitler was still saying, the sun is shining, okay, and everything's going to be great, and we're going to win the war, and we're going to rule the world. And he said it in a way that made people believe it. Okay. His people, okay, believe it. And that's mind control. You tell people what you want them to hear, regardless of whether it's true or not. Regardless of if the sky is falling, you still tell them it's a sunny day. Okay. And that's how you control people's views. So the 13%... okay, are the people that we are speaking to. Those are the ones who have the ability, and hopefully will exercise it, to look through the shroud of propaganda, to see the truth, to understand. Daniel, have you ever gone out and shot somebody dead just for no reason?
No. No, I haven't.
Then why should you be mental health?
I agree.
Why should you? Okay, I have not harmed anybody. I have not done any damage to anybody's life, liberty, or property. Why should I, you know, have to go in and have my life examined? You know, it goes back to Jefferson's 100 guilty rather than one incarcerated. Okay, why should the people who have not done anything wrong, okay, be checked, you know, and registered and controlled and all that? What possible reason is that? Think about it logically. You know, common sense. How is that going? How is checking you and me out going to prevent some maniac from going out and shooting up a nightclub?
Let me back up what you just said. I was in line at the airport one time. Of course, TSA was, you know, at it, and they wanted. I didn't take my shoes off when I got there. You got to take your shoes off. I said, why I got to take my shoes off? Well, everybody's got to take your shoes off. It's for your safety. She says to me, the lady, she says, for your safety. I said, how is it for my safety? I don't have a bomb in my shoe. How is it for my safety that I take my shoes off? I'm not any threat. So it has nothing to do with my safety, lady. What are you talking about? Me taking my shoes off does nothing for your safety or anybody's safety, to back up what you just said. You there, Brent? Do we lose Brent?
Till proven innocent. That's the principle behind it. You have to take off your shoes because you are presumed guilty. When
Bingo.
You take off your shoes and I see there isn't a bomb there, oh, okay, you're innocent.
That's right. That's a great way to put it. We were going to talk today about corporate state. You know, let's segue into that a little bit. We got about 12 minutes left. And I think you asked the question, how is this safe? Well, it's not about you, your safety, my safety, our safety, our listener's safety. It's about the safety of the corporate state. That's what this is about. And so you have a competing agenda. This is just like in Dallas when Wanda was trying to give coats to the homeless and the police came up and told her to stop. Okay, the city of Dallas has an agenda where they don't want people on the corner giving out anything, food or jackets to homeless. Okay, because that looks bad to the city. The people have an agenda that their best interest and they take care of one another and have a Christian duty. Okay, do you see there's two agendas there? There's two agendas. We are under the misconception that our government, quote unquote, not really our government, is working for us. Oh, silly rabbit. Oh, silly rabbit. Not true. This is where corporate state comes in. Why don't you segue into that somehow?
Okay, well, yeah, just before doing that, I want to say that
absolutely
what we have going on here is a war. And until you start looking at it like a war, you're not going to understand what's really happening. And on the one side, you have those people, that 3.5%, who want to control everything. And the other side, you have people who are law-abiding, innocent people, who don't want to be controlled. That's the other 3.5%. Okay, and why should I be controlled if I'm not doing anything wrong? Okay, so you have to ask the question, how did this happen? How is it? I mean, you know, the government is doing things that are totally unconstitutional. The Constitution is a limitation on government, and it is the supreme law of the land. So how is the government getting away with that? You know, you shall make no laws respecting freedom of the press. Look at what's going on now. Okay,
yeah.
You should make no laws, you know, restricting the right of people to keep and bear arms. Okay, everybody shall have, nobody shall be compelled to testify against themselves. Everybody shall have a jury trial. Okay, I mean, you can go on and on and on. Okay, how is it the government is getting away with violating the supreme law of the land? Well, okay, there's a real answer to that. Back in the war between the states, okay, in 1860,
the war of northern aggression. The war of northern aggression.
Yes, the war of northern aggression, yes. Okay, it was actually in 1868. The United States was incorporated. And by 1962, I think, or 63, every one of the Union states was also incorporated. All corporations get their existence from federal law. What that means is if you have a corporation, you are subject to U.S. federal jurisdiction. Okay? So when the federal government and all the – it matters less the federal government became incorporated for this discussion. But when the states became incorporated – all of the states became subject to federal jurisdiction. Now, originally, the Articles of Confederation, the states are foreign countries. Each state has its own laws, has its own boundaries, its own borders, its own government, okay, which is the definition of a country. And if you look in Title 18, Section 297, Subsection B, which discusses the appointment of federal judges in the states, it actually speaks about the states as foreign countries. If anyone missed it, Title 18 U.S. Code, Section 297, Subsection B. Again, don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. Okay, and it refers to the states as foreign countries because they are. Okay, the definition of a country has its own borders, its own government, its own laws. Okay, but when the states became incorporated, they all became subject to federal jurisdiction. Now, the Constitution is designed to limit the federal government from imposing its will on the people and on the sovereign states of the Union. Okay? That Constitution still exists. But the corporate states that were created are not subject to the protect or are not protected by the provisions of that Constitution. They have willfully, voluntarily given over, the corporate part of the state has given over its control to the federal government. Now, if you actually look in the states, you will see today every state has two states. It's like a split personality. You have the sovereign state and you have the corporate state. All of the so-called unconstitutional provisions, which, by the way, include welfare, food stamps, Social Security, unemployment insurance, okay, workman's comp, all of that that you think is great stuff, all of those benefits, okay, come from the corporate state and the corporate government, okay, because the Constitution doesn't allow that. Constitution doesn't allow the federal government to take money from you, Daniel, and give it over to somebody else forcibly, okay, regardless of the reason, okay? It doesn't allow it. So the government, the natural government can't do it, but the corporate government can. This is also why if you walk into a court today and you cite the Constitution, the judge will say to you that the Constitution doesn't apply in this courtroom. And you throw up your hands and say there's no justice. And maybe there is no justice, but that's not why. You are in a corporate court, which was not created by the Constitution. That was created by federal statutory law and is governed under different rules. But because people are blinded by what's happened, they don't understand, they don't know, they don't want to know what's happened, they end up voluntarily walking into that court, okay, and subjecting themselves to the rules of that court, which are not protected by the Constitution. Okay. That's the corporate state, and it exists all over the place. And you'll actually find in Colorado, there's actually two governors. There's the governor of the corporate state and the governor of the de jure state. Okay. Each state still has its common law natural sovereign entity.
Who's the governor in Colorado? Who's the governor of the de jure state?
I would have to look it up. I do not remember
his name.
Wow,
I didn't know that.
Okay. But you actually have two states in each state, the real state and the corporate state. All of your so-called benefits from government come from the corporate state. And in order for you to become eligible to receive those benefits, whether or not you take those benefits, it is your eligibility that is the key. When you become eligible to receive those benefits, okay, you become subject to the federal corporate jurisdiction. That's how they can go about and violate your rights, because you have actually and literally and legally, okay, waived those rights. Nobody can take your rights from you. When people say they're taking my rights, I say they are not taking your rights. Your rights are more a part of you, endowed by your creator. Only God can take your rights, because God's the one who gave them to you. Endowed by your creator. How many of you were created by government? And you didn't get your rights from government. And so if it is impossible for the government to take your rights, they're more a part of you than your arms and legs. You can lose your arms and legs. You can't lose your rights. But you can agree not to use your rights. It's like a tool. I can own a hammer, but I can enter a contract with you agreeing not to use the hammer. That's exactly what you've done. You have agreed not to use your rights in exchange for having the corporate federal government take care of you. That's how you became eligible. When you got a Social Security number, that number, which belongs to the government. The Social Security cards, I don't know if they still issue them, but they used to issue them, that would say this number is the property of the United States government. So government property has been attached to you. So everything you do, it doesn't matter whether you're collecting Social Security or welfare or any of that stuff. That's irrelevant. You have the number attached to you. So you have federal property attached to you, which means that you are now controlled by federal jurisdiction.
And by the way, a minute and a half. Brent, you got about a minute and a half.
You can get rid of that. You can actually get rid of that number. And if you have the character of somebody who believes in individual liberty and God-given rights above all else, okay, then you can actually live without it. It means that you live without eligibility for all those programs. But you get to keep what you earn. You get to be free. And since we only have a minute and a half, okay, go to my website, freedomradio.us, or give me a call at 888-385-3733. 888-385-FREE. Okay, get a copy of my book, The American Sovereign, How to Live Free from Government Regulation. It actually has the documents that'll get rid of your number if you're so inclined. It'll also teach you about ways that we can protect your ironclad from the IRS, from the government, from anybody else and such. We can wrap an ironclad wall around that. Get that book. It's The American Sovereign. It is the number one book on sovereignty. And just give us a call. We'll send you information about whatever it is you want. 888-385-3733 or the website freedomradio.us.
Brett, it's a pleasure, as always, to be with you. Freedomradio.us is the website. The number 888-385-3733. Free, which is 3733. We're at an interesting time. That book, American Sovereign, is excellent, by the way, if you want to pick that up at his website or give him a call. My friend, next time, hopefully we have cheerier things to talk about. Hopefully we will see the day where a dawn of liberty will break on this country again. Thank you for helping that come to pass. There he goes. The rest of the week, Sherry Tenpenny will be here, Jordan Maxwell, Cass Ingram, among others. Great lineup. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Stay happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com.